Hello, my name is Samantha Mounier and I hope you're having a great day. Today I'm going to be talking about Led Zeppelin and their influence on musicians and music education. According to an article by McCall Gilmore, Led Zeppelin is one of the greatest rock bands of all time. Led Zeppelin was formed in the late 1960s and gained thousands of fans with their unique music. From an article by Michelle McQueen, she states that Led Zeppelin has sold one of the largest amounts of records in history and has had some of the largest concerts in attendance. More than 300 million copies of their albums have been sold, and they have performed for over 60,000 people at one concert and earned $310,000 from that concert, which is one of the greatest concert attendance and earnings from one concert during that time. With their success, they have inspired many musicians and young adults. From an article by Brian Hyatt, he talks about a new band called Greta Van Fleet. Greta Van Fleet consists of three brothers, Josh, Jake, and Samuel Kiska, and their friend Danny Wagner. The Kiska brothers grew up in a household with classic rock, including Led Zeppelin. The boys took influence from Led Zeppelin at a young age and knew they wanted to pursue music when they were older. Josh Kiska is a lead vocalist and has a very similar sound to Robert Plant, and Jake Kiska took influence from Jimmy Page to play guitar and has studied his playing for years. Danny Wagner has taken inspiration from John Bonham's drum fills and solos and have incorporated them into their own music. Luckily, the boys were able to share the music at school during music classes and also play at school functions such as dances and assemblies. But unfortunately, some students don't have the same opportunities as they did. Many public schools have cut fine arts classes from their curriculum, which gives students less classes to express themselves. Schools usually have to resort to cutting these classes due to budget cuts, but some schools decide to put more funding into sports and other extracurricular activities and get rid of fine arts classes. In a paper by Tylea Hawkins, she shares results of studies that show students involved in the fine arts are more likely to have higher grades and are more likely to get accepted into college and have a decreased chance of developing depression and/or anxiety. Fine arts is a great way for at-risk students to have an outlet to express themselves without being judged or feeling pressure to do so.
First, I'm going to be interviewing Lauren Camp. So, has Led Zeppelin inspired you to pursue music in your life? And if so, in what ways?
Yes, because they're a rock band and I love rock music.
Okay. Do you look up to any of the members of Led Zeppelin as inspiration? If so, who and why?
Jimmy Page, because I play guitar and everything he's written is great.
So you are a student in the music program at Orchard Farm High School. What instruments do you play?
Just guitar.
Are you in any of the school bands or are you in any outside bands?
Yes, I'm in jazz band.
Has being involved with music given you opportunities with school or anything, or has it improved your life in any ways?
Yeah, it's improved my life because it helps with stress and stuff, and it's really fun.
How important do you think fine arts education in school is?
I think it helps students express themselves and kind of help find out who they are.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to be talking to Dalton Fanger, and he is a junior in the Orchard Farm High School music program. So, has Led Zeppelin inspired you to pursue music in your life? If so, in what ways?
I'd say yes in, a very big way because, just Led Zeppelin overall, is a great band. Led Zeppelin is, I think, one of the main bands that people like to enjoy and pursue in life. Led Zeppelin, at first, whenever I figured out who they were, I enjoyed listening to, I guess find different things in their music because they also have four different band members, which is also different for bands back then because they used to having three. So that was actually a huge influence on me.
Okay. Do you look up to any of the members of Led Zeppelin as inspiration? If so, who and why?
I'd say all of them because Robert Plant, which is the lead singer, had a big influence on me just because of the way he sings He has the voice of his, the way he sings isn't, very many musicians, so he's, kind of has, a rare voice. So I guess you could either say Robert Plant or even Jimmy Page, which is the guitarist, or John Paul Jones, which is the bassist, because I play bass.
What instruments do you play, and are you in any school bands or any outside bands?
I play bass guitar and drums. I'm in school band, jazz band, commencement band, and then I'm also in a band like outside of school where I play my own music.
Has being involved with music given you opportunities or improved your life in any ways?
I'd say it improved my life. And also like showed different things, like perspectives in life. Like, because at first, whenever I didn't like really get into music, basically the commencement band and jazz band, just Mr. Scott overall, basically like got me interested in music. And once I was interested in music, that opened up opportunities, saying like playing live at Rib Fest. I've had an opportunity to play. Even to make money for gigs, so yeah.
And how important do you think fine arts education in school is?
Fine arts, I'd say it's one of the most important, because like honestly it's creativity, so, and in my perspective, creativity is one of the most important things.
Okay. So. Thank you.
Both Lauren and Dalton believe that fine arts education is important in public schools, and there are many other people who believe that too. It allows students who want to pursue a career in that path to gain experience, and it also allows students who want to be creative and express their feelings to do so. Many of these students are inspired by musicians of all kinds. Whether it be rock or rap, all musicians have an impact on the world.